That's all she wanted to do was be grown.
A daughter's road to adulthood required a car.
A 1996 Mustang makes a really great birthday present, which is what your daughter says that it was.
But mom...
She took it in March and said, I need a car now.
Drives a hard bargain.
You want her to pay for the car because you said it wasn't a birthday present. I'm a pretty smart girl. You're going to have to prove to me it wasn't a birthday present.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy. Karen Thomas is suing her daughter, 18-year-old Tyler Zimmerman, and her boyfriend, 19-year-old Jacquavian Jackson, for totaling a car she was allowing Tyler to borrow.
Order. All rise. It's case number 383 on the calendar in the matter of Thomas versus Zimmerman Jackson.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Have a seat, please.
Miss Thomas, this is your daughter and this is a friend of hers.
Yes, ma'am.
This is about an accident that occurred with a car. I'd like you to tell me who you live with.
My girlfriend and six kids.
Whose six children are they?
A relative of my girlfriend's.
How many children do you have?
Me, three.
And so you live with a girlfriend who has six young children?
We have custody of six children that we did not birth, yes, ma'am.
Explain that to me.
My girlfriend's relative had some issues and could not take care of her children, and they were going to be separated into foster care. So we took them because there was no one else to take them, so.
How long have they been with you?
About 2 years.
Other than fostering these children, do you do any work outside of the home?
I cook for people, I clean.
How do you get around with the children and to your work?
In our car, our truck.
Is that the only vehicle that's in your house?
No, we have an SUV and we have a car.
How old are your children?
My biological children?
Yes.
24, 20, and 18.
And this is your 18-year-old?
Yes, ma'am.
And she moved out of the house when?
Which time? The last time, a couple of months before she turned 18.
Where did she go?
I begged my mother to allow her to move into the house that my other daughter was renting from my mom, and so she moved into that house.
And what was she going to do?
She had a couple of weeks left to graduate high school online. Everything was all on the computer. So she was going to graduate and get a job and be grown. That's all she wanted to do was be grown.
Okay. And when did she turn 18?
June.
June of this past year?
2017, yes, ma'am.
And when did you buy this 1996 Ford Mustang?
In 2016, December, because we lost our other vehicle, so we only had the SUV to drive the kids around and no other car.
Now what car do you have other than the SUV?
I have a 2012 Lexus.
You bought that when?
June, I believe, of this year.
It in June mm-hmm. of 2017.
Mm-hmm.
What else happened in June of 2017?
I have no idea.
What else happened in June of 2017?
My 18th birthday?
Yeah.
Yes.
And she graduated.
Yeah, just a second. Your 18th birthday occurred in June of 2017. And in June 2017, you were living with your sibling in your grandmother's house.
Yes.
And June was your 18th birthday. And in June, you bought yourself a 2012 Lexus that you're making payments on. You already had the SUV. Am I correct so far?
I'd have to actually look at when I bought the car, but I'm not positive.
Well,
I was not asked for that information, so.
Now, I'm asking you for that information. That's not so long ago. You understand. I'm a pretty smart girl.
I couldn't tell you if it's June or July or May.
Because that's what the whole case is about. The car was in an accident, and it was totaled or whatever. This 1996 Mustang, clearly someone that has six foster children needs.
It was the only thing we could
just
afford
a second.
At the time.
Oh, well, something happened. Did you get a settlement or something to get a 2012 Lexus?
No, I got a really good deal on an old car.
Great. Okay. So a 1996 Mustang makes a really great birthday present, which is what your daughter says that it was. It was a birthday present to her. She totaled the car. Now she doesn't have a car. You want her to pay for the car because you said it wasn't a birthday present. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to prove to me it wasn't a birthday present.
Well, I bought it in December of 2016. I was driving it every day. You can go check my vehicle registrations.
That's fine. That doesn't mean you can't give it to your daughter and buy a new car.
Her dad was actually supposed to buy her a car for her birthday.
Well,
I told
just
her.
Just a second.
Okay,
I don't know that.
You asked me to prove it, but okay.
I don't know that. All I know is there are 12 months out of the year, and on her birthday, you bought a new car for yourself in the same month, a 2012 more appropriate car for someone who has six foster children. And she took control of a car, whether the car is in her name or not. So the issue is, if she totaled the car, is she totaled the car that had been given to her as a birthday gift? Or did she total a car, as you said, that you were letting her borrow?
Except.
Because now you have three cars. You and your girlfriend had six small foster children, who I assume don't drive, don't need three cars. You told me you only always had two cars. And what you want me to believe is that you have three cars and you were letting your daughter borrow your car.
No, actually, I had two cars at the time. I let her take my car in March, not in June. She took it in March and said, I work at this pizza place and I need to do deliveries. I'll make more money doing deliveries. I need a car now. And I'm like, I don't have another car right now. If you can wait till your birthday, I can give you a car so I can go get another car.
That's what I like to hear.
I can't give it to you now.
That's great.
But she didn't wreck the car.
Doesn't matter who wrecked the car. If you just said to me if you can wait until June.
No, I said I could get her a car. I didn't say I was going to give her my car.
Ms. Thomas, I don't believe you. You know, you just tripped over your own tie.
I have all the text messages between us and everything.
Bye.
Wow. I knew that was going to happen.
You knew. You knew what was going to happen. You know why it was going to happen? Because you said to me, I said I can't give you the car now.
Because I don't have a vehicle.
Because I don't. Pay attention. I can't give you the car now because I don't have another vehicle. In June, you bought yourself another vehicle. You bought yourself a 2012 Lexus.
I financed the whole thing.
Just a second. And then in June, which happens to be her birthday, was the same month that you then had another car so you could give it to her on her
birthday. I gave her the car in March. And I didn't give her the car. I told her, come get it then, because she was being so nasty about it.
Okay.
I'm like, fine, come get my only car.
We're done.
Yeah, I figured.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
It doesn't matter. She's all sweet and innocent, and
Judge Judy's the first person to ever really see through her, so I was really glad about that.
I get suckered and I get baited, and it doesn't matter.
I'm so used to it. This is her common reaction to everything.
It's just par for the course. I'm just used to it, so.
I have very, very few family members that have seen through it and that are like, still talking to me.
She wins again. I don't care. I don't even care. I just don't care.
I don't plan on making amends with her.
And now, the next case.
All parties in a matter of Bryant versus Morgan. Step forward.
25-year-old Marta Bryant is suing her former roommate, 23-year-old Aislinn Morgan, for damages to their apartment.
Ms. Bryant, you and Ms. Morgan were roommates together. Was it a year's lease?
Yes, it was.
And she moved out a month before the lease was over, but paid you the month's rent for when she wasn't there. Is that right?
Yes.
And now it's your claim that you paid $2,054 for damages to the apartment that were as a result of her cats.
The $2,054 was the cleaning bill altogether. The $1,700.
Just a second.
Yeah.
Are you saying that this was the landlord's bill or the cleaning bill?
This was the cleaning bill.
Is it the bill from the apartment complex or the bill that you hired someone to clean?
Oh, no, the apartments. We didn't hire anyone to clean.
All right.
Yeah, so we cleaned ourselves.
So you got a bill from the apartment that said, please pay the following amount for cleaning the apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see the letter.
Yes. Both of them.
Okay, so the apartment sent you this bill.
Yeah.
Pet treatment and carpet replacement, painting and apartment cleaning. Now, when you moved out, did you have security deposit?
Yeah, it was $150.
$150?
Yes.
Was that returned to you?
No, they put it in the bill.
Was it your $150 or did each of you put in $150?
We each put in $150.
So she forfeited her $150, you forfeited your $100 and what?
I did pay more for the pet deposit. I paid $300.
Which you forfeited?
Correct.
Now, did you do a walkthrough when you left?
Yeah, we did it with our apartment manager.
Did you advise the defendant that you were doing a walkthrough?
We did.
May I see that?
We don't have it through text message.
Do you have any proof that you notified her of the walkthrough? The answer is yes or no.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
We did let her know what the bill was, but she didn't get in touch with the apartment.
Listen to me. I didn't ask you about the bill. I asked you about the walkthrough. You keep trying to move me from one place to another. If you're not following it, I'm going to try to start once upon a time.
And later today.
The day he moved in, you had an argument with him. You had an argument. I'm speaking. You had an argument with him the day he was moving in his furniture because you didn't want him to take the furniture.
I rented it furnished to him.
I don't care!
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marta Bryant says former roommate Aislinn Morgan owes for damages to their apartment caused by her cats.
Do you have any proof that you notified her of the walkthrough? The answer is yes or no.
No.
Were you notified of the walkthrough date?
No, and I have a text message where I asked her twice why she didn't notify me and she did not answer.
I'd like to see it. Okay. The entire amount that you paid was $2,054.
Yes.
And what you expect is for the defendant to pay that entire amount.
No, not at all. Just the pet cleaning fee, because she had two cats that were under her name, which is on our lease.
No, she doesn't pay for the pet cleaning fee. She pays one third of this amount. She's a third tenant. So if it costs $2,054, she pays a third of that. I don't know how much damage that you caused the painting, she caused the glass to break in the dining room. I don't know. And I don't think that you notified her of the walkthrough.
On the receipt, it says pet treatment. Carpet was discolored and soiled.
I don't care. You have three-part obligation. You had a responsibility. If you wanted her to be more responsible than one-third, which is fair for you to pay one-third, because you stayed there practically the entire lease, then you should have notified her of the walkthrough, which you didn't do.
We did notify her.
Then why didn't you answer her when she texted you and say, we did notify you, we notified you, I called you and I spoke to you?
We do have a text message that I told her when the walkthrough was.
I asked you that 5 minutes ago. You said, I don't have any proof of that. So just give it to me. You didn't tell her when the walkthrough was. Where does this say you told her when the walkthrough was before the walkthrough so she could be there?
That was just me explaining to her.
I don't care what you're explaining to her. I asked you a question. You exchange information by text messages. Mm-hmm. All it required you to do is say, on June 14th, we're having a walkthrough if you care to be here.
She just told us to tell her what the bill of the walkthrough.
Well, if you want her to be part of the cleaning, she's got to be part of the walkthrough, darling.
She didn't want to be a part of it.
Listen to me. Don't tell me what she wants. That calls for the operation of her mind. It's your responsibility. If you want someone to take, you have to let them know so that they can independently view it with the landlord. And you didn't do that.
We did let her know what the bill was, but she didn't get in touch with the apartment.
Listen to me. That's not the issue. I didn't ask you about the bill. I asked you about the walkthrough. You keep trying to move me from one place to another. If you're not following it, I'm going to try to start once upon a time.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
If you said no, does that mean you didn't take the money?
After a half hour and then he started to tear up, I took it.
Listen.
Yes.
You think I like you? You think I believe you? You think I trust anything that you're saying? The answer is absolutely not.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Marta Bryant says former roommate Aislinn Morgan owes for damages to their apartment caused by her cats.
Now, once upon a time, the three of you rented an apartment together. She lived there for 11 months. You and your other roommate lived there for 12 months. At the end of the lease, you do a walkthrough with the landlord. If you're smart, you choose to be there. So if the landlord is ascribing certain damage to you, you can say, that was there when I moved in. That wasn't my responsibility. That was ordinary wear and tear. That's what you do. In order to do that, since you were the two who were living there, you had a responsibility to say to her, the walkthrough is on X date if you want to be there. You didn't do that. You presented her with a bill. That's not giving her an opportunity to respond to the landlord. However, she has to pay something. It's not that you don't have to pay something. You have to pay a third of what the cleaning bill is. $684. Judgment for the plaintiff. We're done. Thank you.
Parties are excused. You may step out.
I don't believe that my cat owed $2,000 worth of damages.
The cats were under her name on our lease. She signed for them.
I don't believe my cat did that $2,000 worth of damages.
So we didn't feel like we should pay for them. They're under her name.
But ultimately, I'm glad that it's just over.
She left me with this bill all alone and didn't respond back to me, so...
Don't move in with friends.
No friends like that.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Berte versus DiGiorgio, step forward.
Mohamed Berte is suing his former landlord, Albert DiGiorgio, for the return of rent he paid in advance.
What do you do for a living, Mr. DiGiorgio?
I'm a retired hairstylist.
How old are you?
65.
When did you retire?
This year. Social Security.
How much do you get in Social Security at 65?
Just $700 a year.
Well, you don't live on $700 a month, Mr. DiGiorgio. So you want to tell me what you do?
Well, I have to rent a room to supplement my income.
Do you drive a car?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of car do you drive, Mr. DiGiorgio?
2000 Mustang.
Has insurance on it?
Yes, ma'am.
You eat?
Yes.
You own your own home?
No, I rent.
You rent? From whom?
A good friend of mine. I've been there 7 years. I have to do all the repairs. So he doesn't raise my rent at all for 7 years.
And
I
do
all
the repairs. Is it an apartment?
A condominium.
What's his name?
Vicari.
Now, on what date did you see this room?
Yes, Your Honor. I saw it October 2nd, 2017.
Who lived in the apartment this past summer? The name of the person who lived in the apartment.
For what period?
June, July, and August.
Ronald, Ron, for 3 days.
So other than 3 days that Ron lived there, nobody lived there during the summer? Is not an answer. During the summer, who lived there?
Just trying to recollect.
Who lived there?
What's his name? Tim.
This is going to be so easy. Now I got who he is.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Mr. Berte came, looked at the room, said he liked the room, and he wanted to rent the room, and he wanted to rent the room for 6 months. But he wanted to pay you in advance because he's a college student, and he got money to pay for a room, and he didn't trust himself not to spend the money, so he said, is it okay if I pay you in advance?
And I said no.
I don't care what you said. This was not a question. I don't...
What?
If you said no, is what you're telling me you said...
Sorry.
Don't speak. If you said no, does that mean you didn't take the money? If you said no, does that mean you didn't take the money?
After a half hour and then he started to tear up, I took it.
Listen.
Yes.
You think I like you? You think I believe you? You think I trust anything that you're saying? The answer is absolutely not. Bottom line is, the same day he looked at the room, he said to you, I want to pay you in advance for the 5 or 6 months that I'm going to be here to finish school. And you said, no, I don't want to take your money. Me, who gets $700 a month and does nothing else but rent out a room and didn't have a roommate.
Ma'am,
but
I was in a bad car accident.
I'm speaking, but had a roommate for, didn't say to him, I'll take your money in advance. In any event, you took his money. He was supposed to move in a few days. The day he moved in, you had an argument with him. You had an argument. I'm speaking. You had an argument with him the day he was moving in his furniture because you didn't want him to take the furniture.
I rented it furnished to him.
I don't care. He never moved in. You had an argument because he wanted to move in his own, rented. And you said, no, I'm renting the room furnished. And he said, I'm moving in my own bed. You had an argument. And he did not move in. And he wants his money back. And he gets his money back. Fool.
I had damages, ma'am.
$27.50. We're done.
Counterclaim
is dismissed. It's nonsense.
Wow.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
The cops came in there, and like you saw him say, they was yelling at him because they saw me in the corner.
He told the police that I threatened him with a machete.
Crying, hurt that I couldn't get my money, that this was going to leave me to be homeless.
No, I didn't.
So they was on my side trying to talk to him and some sense of giving my money back.
The officer that was threatening me to arrest me if I didn't give his money back to him.
He was over there yelling at the cops, looking as crazy as he was then.
The cop is yelling and
spitting in my face, telling me to return his money or she's gonna arrest me.
He was yelling at them then, and that's where it proves to today that this was the right verdict.